Does the Super Bowl turnout give you any inspiration that, hey, you can be down a little bit and come back?
Actually, that was quite a remarkable game. But I mean, it's just the way sports are going. And didn't the Cubs do that?
They sure did.
Patriots did it. Didn't Cleveland do it?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
So, why not Tampa?
Seemed like Braden Point, sorry, kind of brought a new energy to the ice since he returned. How much of an impact player do you think he's become since the start of his rookie year?
Well, Pointer's, I don't know if it was a surprise to people that he made our team out of camp. I'm not so sure we were expecting that, but we were hoping for big things from him. It was just a matter of time. But he delivered right out of the gate. And it's unfortunate he got hurt because he was playing his best hockey prior to him getting hurt. But it's, he stepped right in and he's just kind of been a jolt of energy for us. And for someone to have that type of impact on our team this early in his career, it's just nothing but good signs ahead for him.
Johnny, that's such a hard time putting together consistent runs to get on the run that you need. Was there something you felt out of Saturday's game that can build momentum and maybe find that little run?
Well, the biggest thing for me was when we ended up, we felt that we were playing fairly well. Probably should have had a little bit bigger lead than we had. And then you're sitting there in the third period and we give up the tying goal on our, I think it was our first shot of the period. And the big thing for me was, which way were we going to go? Were we going to let another one slip away, or were we going to dig our heels in and win a hockey game? And that's what they did, and that's a positive sign for us. Hopefully we keep that going.
Was Jake on your radar much during training camp in terms of a spot with this team?
Or? There's no question he was, and I'm not sitting here saying a spot with our team isn't making our team out of the lineup, but he played in the exhibition games. That he played extremely well against Carolina in that game, and but the plan was for him to go to the American League and get better. And the Jake Dodson we're seeing right now is probably not the Jake Dodson we would have saw at the start of the season. And he went down there, he developed, he was in really good shape, and he just honed his game. And another 40 plus games of pro hockey before he came here, and he's done really well.
What did he get better at? What did he need to get better at, and what's he done?
Well, his foot speed's gotten better. He's got his, he's come kind of, when we first drafted him, he kind of had that, I don't know how to say it. He wasn't built into a man yet. He was big, but mm-hmm. He didn't have kind of that man strength yet, which he has now. And It's his poise under pressure. All these things that it takes over time. You got to get in the gym. You got to improve both on and off the ice. And he's done that. And as I said, this is kind of how the road goes. He came in and worked his way in the American League and wanted to play in the NHL. And now he's here. And now it's a matter of, can he stay?
Forgive me for asking this, if you've been through it 1,000 times already, but putting him with Victor on the first pairing, what was the thinking there? And
well, it's first of all, we got that lefty-righty combo, but I think there's nothing wrong with putting a young guy in the league with a player that's been in the league for 7-8 years or whatever it has. And Victor, he can make other guys around him better, and it's something for Jake to learn. So to have that combination and have two big guys like that together, Jake's a little bit more of a defender, and he can help defend with Victor. I just think we think it's a really good pair, and it's been good for us.
Good.